This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions. All right, I don't think I'm in the only one in this boat, but I know it's not a lot of people in there. You guys tell me, because my first confession is off of yesterday and this morning making the rounds was Joe Mixon mic'd up. I'm sure you guys have seen that,
yeah,
and heard that, and you know, pretty good stuff. My confession is, I've never been a big fan of mic'd up, and the reason is, and maybe I'm just whatever jaded. Or whatever. I'm always skeptical that they're really just putting on a show. Like, they know, players always know.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, I'm mic'd up. We've seen audio. We've heard audio of them. Hey, you're mic'd up, you know?
Yeah, but I think that's more of a courtesy for the people around you. Like, hey, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
That gets you
some people be talking crazy on them sidelines.
Yes, but that leads to me, like if I were mic'd up, I would always be like, I'm not necessarily putting on a show, but aware. Like,
sure.
To his credit, Mixon was good. You know, it was entertaining enough. And by the way, it does always, you know, suck me in. I do always listen to it, but I'm always like, yeah, that's a show. You know,
I don't know.
Am I the only one that think that it's pretty skeptical of the mic'd up stuff?
I don't think.
Nah, because I see a lot of people that's mic'd up and it's not really good.
Yeah,
like some.
Yeah, you
people,
just get a whole bunch of grunting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, have you heard Nick Chubb mic'd up? That brother don't talk at all, man. He don't say nothing. I think it's all about putting on a show, man. Like,
well, just maybe if you just approach it that way,
put a little extra jelly on it.
Yeah.
Like, be hype. I think that's I think that make good content.
And honestly, for me, it's always with the mic'd up. Like, I can you know, take or leave most of it. It's just those few interactions that you get an opportunity to.
Yeah,
that's what I was like. Oh, okay. So they was talking. Yeah. What did they say?
Yeah, just like to me, the best one this year was C.J. Stroud talking to the corner. I forgot who
was. Oh, yeah.
You're not gonna get me.
You ain't gonna get me. You ain't gonna get me. Like, that type of stuff, I think is genuine.
But I think that could easily be perceived as, yeah, that's a show. He knows he's mic'd up.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a show, he still said it to that man's face.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, that's still a good show. Like, all these
shows. Back to that entertainment question. They know they're entertainers.
Right, and I feel like the way that I feel about this is kind of like professional wrestling, right? Or wrestling, as I should say, because wrestling happens in the Olympics.
Yes.
But with wrestling, like, hey, man, you can do all this, and it can be scripted up to a point. You can't fake that bump when you jump from the top of a cage down. Like, that feeling, that's there. And I feel like if you can try and fake it, but you start talking to that dude across from you.
Yeah, he really did that.
Yeah.
He literally did that.
To make it look real and all that stuff, that all the acting in it, that's a lot of work, man.
What, in the mic'd up, you mean?
Yeah, I guess part of it is that there have been some instances where it was clearly saying something because he's mic'd up, and I'm just like, all right.
I really, really dislike player comps. It's not that time of year, but in that time of year, I really dislike player comps because it feels like it's unfair, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's never like this player looks exactly like this other player, and it's never a guy that was just like, oh, he was fine, had a few years. It's always like a great,
now like Patrick Mahomes,
right? Those expectations are there for him. And then also one of the things that I dislike it for is that you'll get the times where it's like, yo, this wide receiver,
nothing close to
this
that.
Slot wide receiver looks
Wes
like
Welker.
Wes Welker.
Yeah,
why is that? Right? He just happens to be white.
This quarterback look like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's
right?
Sneaky fast.
It's like, hey, man, I get it, right? Like, they both share a same skin tone, but we can think outside of the box. Like, it just ends up kind of, and I don't want to even use the word lazy because it feels like it's a natural thing that you know, people do. However, I do enjoy comps when they try and buck that trend really strongly. And enter Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, who said, I watched the film of Ladd McConkie.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Steve Smith Sr.
All right.
And yes, yes, I enjoy this so much. Yeah. I haven't even watched them like that and put them side to side and see. But just give me more of this. Like, I like
stay
the
away
idea
from the white receiver.
Of thinking of, and I mean, I don't know that this could be put on a spectrum of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely feels like if you were gonna go not slot wide receiver, Steve Smith Sr. would be high up on the hierarchy of dudes that you pick.
Exactly.
And to be that. But I just like the idea that Jim Harbaugh was like, "Nah, you're not gonna get me with the with the lazy comp." I am really breaking this down to how they play. Shout out to Jim.
Reminds me of Julian Edelman.
shout out to Jim Harbaugh. Now I'm gonna actually go and see if I can put those pieces of film side by side and be like, huh? Yeah. Ladd McConkie is Steve Smith Sr.
You're probably gonna go, no way.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this been kind of bothering me since last week. So last week I was off. I was sick. I was at the crib. And let me be clear. I have a special place in my heart for people that are going through things. Homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. I pick and choose when I, get a homeless person something and mm-hmm. stuff like that when I'm out and about. But this one really bothered me a lot because I was at the crib. I was half dead pretty much or using the bathroom, and I get a ring notification. So I'm like, who is that? Must be the delivery or something like that. Open the door. It was a guy that said he was homeless.
What?
And mentally ill. And do I have any food or money?
Boy, that's crossing the line.
Door to door, huh?
Yeah, that's crossing the line.
At the door, at the crib, man.
Yeah, that's definitely crossing
and
the line.
And I'm not the type of person that's, you know, diss anybody. I don't diss anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of had an issue.
You should.
With somebody coming to my door like
that's
that.
That's not
man.
Lacking empathy or sympathy or anything. You don't cross that line.
And that put a lot of pressure on me, too, because he like, hey, do you have anything to drink or
no.
money, anything?
Empathy, for sure, but you don't
do
that.
Yeah, like I ended up giving them because, mind you, we just moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had no food in the refrigerator because we were still you know, going back and forth to the apartment. So I ended up giving them a bottle of water, but I'm like, man, I don't like that at all, man, because it's like, now are you going to come back again?
Yeah.
Like that, to me, that kind of crossed the line a little bit. I don't know if I should feel guilty about that.
I don't think you should, but also I feel bad saying that. Kind of a heady play, right? Like a lot of the answers that would typically be given to somebody who, I guess, for lack of better terms, like panhandling or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly what the right word to use in that moment is. Would be like, I don't got cash on me, or like, just, you know, I don't have it.
You're in your damn house.
At your house, you probably got something.
Yeah.
You got something for me. But that's bold.
Because it's one thing being out and about and you know, can you give me something to eat or money or something like that? I can pick and choose and all that stuff and feel comfortable doing it. But you coming to my house, man.
That's wild.
Like,
wild.
He walked up to the door and rung the doorbell, man. And then I think what kind of got me, too, he mentioned he was mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got my foot up to the door.
Yeah.
I don't know if he going to crash the house. I haven't been sleeping right with that, man.
No, like, you shouldn't.
I don't like that.
You shouldn't. Watch this. All right, so you've seen these things. I think it's Hulu that does it more than others, where they, and it's very irritating, but they have this filter where it says choose your ad experience. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Like, you can choose this series of ads from Progressive or this one or whatever. One popped up yesterday, and I thought about this, and I think it can be done. They should be an already voted filter on your television. In other words, you can click on I've already voted. so you don't get any political ads the rest of the day.
Good luck with that.
Dude, it's beyond. I mean, it's
there's a lot.
It's not even, and they're just stupid, you know, on both sides. They're just stupid.
There's a lot of political ads.
I voted last week. I voted the first day that you could vote in Texas. I should have an app on my TV that says, boom, already voted, filter, engaged. Right? And then you don't get them anymore.
That would never happen. That's a great idea.
Yes.
That would never happen. They're going nuts with these ads.
There's that. Also,
there is the technology, Reggie. There is the technology.
And I would like to help you raise this to another level. Can we get away from the text and the phone calls too?
Oh, for sure. Already voted.
We would all abuse that, right? We would all just be like, I've already voted, even if you haven't.
Well, so what? Yeah. So once your voting starts in your state and you have this filter available, you should be able to use it.
And it would really help, because I feel like this is when they go harder on the ads, right?
Last week or so. Oh, my gosh.
More power to everybody out there. Hope that you're making it. Watch this. These are my confessions. Since the sports equinox yesterday, where you had all the sports, I'm locked in on the 3 TV setup. I'm in there, man. Like, I literally found myself watching on Monday night football, basketball, baseball at the same time. And we had the volumes up and all those things.
That's psychopath, man.
I hadn't ramped up. There were times I was like, I don't need to do all this. I'm all the way in, man. We're in that zone. And a lot of this is because the baseball has really drawn me in.
Baseball's
been so good. I understand that there's people that are looking at it like, oh man, I don't want the Yankees, I don't want the Dodgers. I understand that, but the baseball itself, which is the only thing that I could afford to root for, was good baseball, has been delivering. So thank you, Yankees, Dodgers, for at least playing some damn good baseball.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So the last 3 days, I want to say, my ride to work been kind of cool. So I've been using the GPS to get to work. Because
you don't typically use the GPS?
I didn't until I moved into my new place.
I feel like most everybody still uses the GPS on their
own.
I like, this is silly, kind of a mini confession in your confession. I like when the voice goes, welcome home. You know what I like?
Oh, you got the fancy. I
don't even have my voice on the GPS on.
I just like, oh, she's welcoming me home again. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I've been using it because I stay kind of far, so it tell me different routes and all that stuff, the easiest route to get there. And I want to say Monday, they took me a whole different route. I was on the scenic view.
Really?
I was driving the street. I went through Edo. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow. You really?
I like this. I like this route right here. So they took me on that route the last 2 times. And today, I ain't even pull a GPS out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take that same route again.
All right.
Look at you discovering.
I got to work without the GPS.
Enjoying different parts of the city than you normally would.
Yeah, man. I went through Edo. I like this route, man. Yep. And I only spent probably 10 minutes on the freeway.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, so I like that a lot, man. I'd rather do that than spending 40 minutes on the freeway.
I'm real pro surf. If there's the same route or same time, I'd rather take surface streets than take the freeway, right? Are you similar?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, when I stayed over by NRG, I would take the street. Just, you know, I like going through the neighborhoods, man, going 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, I just like it. Yeah. Yeah. And I hate the highways.
Why do you hate the highways?
They be so
30 years of that crap.
Okay.
Everybody be so aggressive, man.
That is
I'm scarred for life. 30 years of an hour
gotta,
and 15.
You got to be tense on them highways, man.
But if you can drive in Houston, man, you can drive most anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I go into other cities. I'm like, why are these people going so slow?
Yeah, man, let's go. Got to move on.
Yeah, when I went back to Ohio, I'm like, man, everybody driving slow. I'm weaving through, and I'm like, let me chill out because they actually have speed traps here.
You good?
I'm good.
All right, all hearts and minds clear. That's your lunchtime confessions
I'm just
here.
Laughing at one text. By the way, did Colin Allred play at Baylor?
Yeah.
You know what? I almost looked him up.
You can recite these now.
I almost looked his career.
Oh, see what his stats are?
Yeah, let me see how long he played, man.
That's a world.
Was that your deciding factor on the vote?
I might as well. I feel like I know the guy.
That's a funny text.
Like, if you were actually good at football,
help
maybe.
Help me out, guys.
I don't know.
Help me out, guys.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, coming up next, Joe Mazzulla had an interesting kind of observation about the NBA trying to make it better, but also, is the NBA have an issue in a very particular way that will stop it from growing and developing? That and more. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.